Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a sports action pack edition of a sports urban legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay, I'm of course away my mo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's going on?
Doing all right. Gonna lead off with a little Knicks basketball, and then talk a little bit about the Nets. The Nets owner Mikhail Prokhorov and Mark Cuban had a little war of words. We'll discuss that momentarily. Talk a little hot stove baseball with the Cliff Lee battle. You know, to acquire Cliff Lee with the Yankees, the Rangers, and quite possibly even the Red Sox. Talk about the Jason Worth and Paul Crawford signing also. And also a little bit about the Mets as they're close to announcing their coaching staff. And that's the only major news the Mets are doing that these days. And talk a little gridiron as the Jets are you know, trailing 10-3. Talk a little Giants football too, as they had a little problems going to Minnesota. You know, they had to go to Kansas City because of the weather. And you know, as usual, we ended off a little bit with a full sports entertainment. But let's kick it off with the Knicks.
New York, the hot New York Knicks.
Oh, yeah, man. MVP, Amari Stoudemire.
Yep.
Congratulations to him. He has now a record 30 points in 8 straight games. He broke Will Knoll's record, the guy who played on the Knicks in the 50s and 60s, and I believe a four-time All-Star. Congratulations to Amari Stoudemire, who's been the catalyst, along with Felton, on this improbable 13-1 record of these last 14 games.
Yep, 8 straight wins.
Yep. Any Knicks fan would sign up for this. Pretty unbelievable.
And the record is 16-9, and they're right in there. I mean, they could possibly finish as a 2 seed when the season ends. You know, it's still early, but they're one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference right now.
Oh, yeah. They're, well, as of, a couple of days ago, they were in sixth place in the Eastern Conference standing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're second in the Atlantic Division, only behind the Celtics, which they're going to face this Wednesday.
Yep.
So that's going to be another huge test. But so far, so good with the Knicks. The winning streak continues against Carmelo Anthony and the Nuggets as Knicks win 129-125.
Yeah, that was an exciting game today. Like the whole Garden was into it. They were chanting defense and they were standing and
MVP.
MVP, they're applauding.
Yeah, that was like old school, Garden, the 90s.
Yeah, I wish I was there.
Yeah. Yeah, Knicks are actually representing. They actually deserve to wear the Knicks uniform now.
Yep.
Kudos to Raymond Felton. He had, what was it? I'm trying to remember. 17 points, 18 assists. He had
17 assists. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, he had that. That's his Nick high.
Yep.
Congratulations to Felton. He's another guy. And Wilson Chandler. He had 27 points.
Yep, man. It was I was saying for D'Antoni to start this guy early on in the season, and
yep,
the guy's been playing great.
Ever since they did that, ever since they put him in the starting lineup, it's been, they've been on this winning streak.
Yeah, and he hit a huge three-pointer, late in that game to clinch that win for us. He had a lot of 3 points today. I think he had like 5 three-pointers.
Yeah.
He had 5 three-pointers and 500 tattoos.
Oh, man. But, credit the Knicks. They need to improve on their defense. But, the object of the game is outscored the team by at least 1 point. And they've been doing this, so they got to keep it going.
Yeah, man, and Landry Fields, he's growing on me.
That's right. That's good. He's a blue collar underdog, guy who's a rookie of the year candidate.
Yeah, he's growing on me so much. He might be my Valentine's crush by Valentine's Day.
Now Landry Fields gonna go on a losing streak. He's going to start missing shots now. But, man, they're really playing well. I mean, I'm practically speechless. I mean, the Knicks, good and the Knicks, I mean, two words that you associate with each other since 2001.
Yeah. They've been bad for the last decade almost, and
yeah.
Now, you know, they look like they're a good team again.
Yeah, unlike that fool's gold in 2004, you know, when they backed into the playoffs and got swept.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't even consider a playoff berth, but it is statistically.
Yeah.
Of course, they infamously got swept by the Nets.
And, you know, a lot of these Knicks fans who were hiding, who jumped off the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
Were bad. They're now jumping on the bandwagon now.
Yeah, they jumped on the LeBron James in Cleveland and LeBron in Miami and also the Lakers, you know, bandwagon. But back on the Knicks, they're starting to show up again.
Yeah, where are all these Knicks fans for the last 10 years? Where are they?
Yeah, some of them were wearing paper bags over their head.
I know. Some of them weren't even like Knicks fans.
Yeah.
Like cheering for the Lakers or Celtics or whatever.
Yeah, the last time MVP was chanting at the Garden was when Kobe Bryant like scored like, what was it, 61 points on the Knicks?
Yeah. I don't know.
That was the lowest point. I mean, among a lot of lowest points at the Garden.
Oh boy!
I even cheer for Kobe Bryant, who didn't do anything for the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Man, come on! I understand if it was a Staples Center. Come on.
Man.
MSG?
Yeah, I remember that.
That really left a bad taste in my mouth. Especially Reggie Miller. I mean, even he shook his head. He said that. You know, how mighty the Knicks have fallen. They would have never did that to him.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I still don't like Reggie Miller. as a player, you know, for always being a Knick nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I respect him as a, you know, a future Hall of Fame guy, you know, but.
Yeah.
This guy actually, I mean, I agreed with him. I mean. Where were the true Knicks fans, you know?
Man, there were no true Knicks fans.
At the Garden. I guess they couldn't afford the seats at the Garden.
Or they were hiding, like I said, you know. Now they're back on the Knicks bandwagon now.
Yep. And that was nice to see on Friday at Washington, D.C. They actually had some Knicks fans who actually went to Washington, D.C. to see the Knicks.
Yeah, and there were a lot of Knicks fans chanting.
And the Wizards owner actually invited Spike Lee to sit next to him.
Yeah, and I guess Spike Lee was annoying him during the whole game. That was funny.
And he left, like, what was it, like 12 seconds left into the game or so?
Yeah. Hey, I like it, man. I like his feeling.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had that feeling about the Knicks in a long time.
Yeah.
Find me think this is a mirage or a dream or something.
Yeah, it feels like it. I gotta go see the Knicks some point during the new year. I gotta go see Stoudemire, NBA's MVP right now.
Yeah, man. And we haven't had an MVP candidate like that since Ewing.
Yeah.
Jeez. I actually forgot what a superstar was like.
Yeah, it actually felt like you're watching Ewing because this guy, like, as soon as he came back and came back off the bench in that fourth quarter, he was hitting clutch shot after clutch shot.
Yeah, I was fun watching that at home. I'm like, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, we were our lead was by a thread, or maybe up until that point we might have been trailing by one, or they were leading by one.
Yep.
So that was when the Nuggets you know, finally took the lead the first time in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when they had to put Stoudemire in, you know, even though he had foul trouble, which he missed like what 6 minutes.
Right.
You know, in the game, so they had to put him in, and he. You know, I'm surprisingly these last two games. When it looked like he scored less than what in a Friday he only scored eight first half points.
Right.
Then today he scored 6 first half points. You know, he still was able to score his 30 points, you know, to keep going and set the streak today. And most importantly, keep this winning streak going to extend it to 8 games.
Yep.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I got mad hype when Felton threw that alley hoop to Wilson Chandler in that first quarter. I was mad hype. I was about to punch someone in their face. For real, man. They get you mad hype these days.
I know. I know. I haven't had that feeling ever since I was a little kid or something.
For real.
Or like late, like in high school or something, when they were last good or something.
Yep.
It's weird. I mean,
they're good again.
If they actually played defense, they'd be a throwback Knicks team.
Well, their defense has gotten better, though. It's just that, you know, I mean, they do have lapses where they give up open layups and wide-open shots, but their defense has gotten better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're
blocking more shots, taking the ball away.
Yeah, they're now second in defense. They're second in block shots.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, before this year, Knicks were nowhere near that.
Yep.
Alone winning.
And they've done a better job of rebounding the ball, blocking shots, stealing the ball.
Timely shooting.
Yeah.
Like Felton against the Raptors last week.
I love it.
And they just need to keep that intensity going. And you got to give all the credit to Bademeyer and Felton.
Yeah.
Who should not only be in the All-Star game, but they should be starting.
Oh, well, Stoudemire's a lock. Come on. He's like the best power forward / center in the Eastern Conference right now. No question about it.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Felton probably going to go, too.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, the way how these guys are playing, plus the team's record so far.
Yep.
They keep it going. They should be a shoo-in to you know, make the All-Star team.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, man. This is wow. I didn't think the Knicks would be. I thought they would be a decent team, like towards the end of the season before the season started.
Right.
They'd be decent. Wow, they look like they could be a really good team.
Yeah, it could be a special year.
Yeah, they might actually, if they keep this up, they could actually make it past the first or second round. You know?
I hope so.
But that sure would be nice. It definitely would be progress.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that game on Wednesday against the Celtics. That'd be a good one.
Oh, yeah, and Friday, man. Definitely got to pencil that in. LeBron finally returns to the Garden.
Oh, yeah, Miami, right?
Yeah, with the Heat.
All right, yeah.
He should definitely get it, you know, the Bulls, but it's not going to be like Cleveland where every time he touches the ball, they boot him out of the building.
Yep.
But unfortunately, you know, he came away with the win.
Yeah, I mean, every time he touches the ball, they're going to boo his ass. And I hope Amari dunks on his head.
Yeah, man, you got to give up to the Knicks.
Yeah.
And, fortunately for the Jets, they're still trailing 10-3, 4-6 in the third. But going back to the Knicks, you know, Carmelo Anthony, he's still being coy about his decision, saying he hasn't made a decision yet, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I bet he sure wish he was on that on this team now after today's loss.
I know. Well, maybe next year.
Yeah, that's what they should do. I mean, as long as they don't give up. The wise thing for them to do is to, you know, wait until next year to try to sign him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the only way they could make a trade is if they give up, like, you know, Eddie Grant contract.
Nah.
I don't know if you, well, but then again, we'd have to get a superstar player like that, you'd have to give up a lot, so.
At this point, I don't want to trade, you know. We're going to mess up the chemistry of the team.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I was saying, you know, the only way I'd make a trade is if you give up Curry and, you know, somebody who's not really contributing. But then again, how are you going to get a superstar player if you don't give up somebody?
Yeah.
So I definitely agree with you that they should just hold off. You know, don't try to make don't try to trade for him because I'll just destroy the chemistry and complete the team.
Next year.
Right now, we're in the driver's seat.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
And this was today was a huge test for the Knicks.
Yeah, they proved that they could play with the big boys.
Yep.
Well, I mean, these next two games against Miami and Celtics, that's going to prove whether or not, you know, Knicks are for real.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because if you trace back this turnaround, the last game they had before the last loss they had before the 5-game winning streak was when they lost by 2 points to the Nuggets, Denver.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then they went on that road trip. They beat Clippers and Warriors and forgot what other Western team was it? Was it Grizzlies? I forgot. But in any case, they won that 5-game winning streak. Then I think they lost to the Hawks at home.
Yep.
And then they won on this 8-game winning streak, which coincides with Amari Stoudemire's 30-point Nick record.
Mm-hmm.
Streak. So probably for the Knicks, hopefully they could find a way to beat the Celtics and the Heat this weekend.
Yeah, they're going to look for revenge on the Celtics who beat them earlier this year in a close game at the Boston. Is it still called the Boston Garden?
Do they call it TD Waterhouse or something? But, you know.
I almost said Fenway. I don't know what they call that place.
I think they call it TD Waterhouse now. I don't think they call it Boston Garden anymore. But dang it, hey, what the heck? We could still call it the new Boston Garden. Or
okay.
As if a Boston fan calls up to correct us.
Yeah.
But in any case, they should get their revenge, hopefully.
We better.
And then set LeBron up.
Yeah.
Because, he's wishing he didn't make that decision.
Yeah, he's going to regret that. I'm telling you, Amari should do just one dunk on top of his head. The dunk will be so hard, it'll knock the headband off.
So he should do that dunk that Griffin did on Mozgov.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love that.
It looked like the old school from Undertaker.
I would love that. I'd pee in my pants if he did that.
And win the game, man. That'd be awesome.
Yep.
But shifting gears to the other team in this tri-state area, the Nets. They Ooh. Got into. Yeah, the New Jersey Nets.
Oh, the other team in the tri-state area. Oh.
Right. Yeah, they used to be ABA. The only time they won a championship was when they were in the ABA. When they had Dr. J.
Oh, okay.
But the Nets, the team that, you know, their new owner, Pokoraz, who was...
Pokemon?
Close enough. Pokoroff. He was only talking smack to you know, the Knicks. He also talked a little smack to the I can't remember the team I'm thinking of, a Cuban team, the Mavs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was saying that Cuban first was saying that how he's a P.
Rocketeer
Awards, you know, having a woman, a woman's area. But then Prokhorov countered Cuban's. Oh, the reason why he said that is because Prokhorov is rarely seen at net games. He usually sits at the suite, you know, up in the suites. He's rarely, you know, in the stands, you know, where the fans could see him. You know, he's not like, I guess, really involved in the game, you know, as a fan would be. So that's why he called him a P. And Prokhorov countered and said that that Cuban's wrong. He doesn't like cats. So that's how he Prokhorov. I mean, this guy. He reportedly wanted to buy the Knicks. But, you know, he couldn't buy the Knicks. And in the off season, you know, he talked a lot of smack. You know, you gotta admit the guy's passion. You know, he wants to, you know, he wants to win. He wants to steal the back page from the, you know, from the Knicks.
Yeah.
But the problem is that with their off season, they can't back up with their tough talk because.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to get LeBron, but they struck out on LeBron also, and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and all the – and Mark Stoudemire for that case.
Yep.
You know, Boozer and all those other guys who were available. They pretty much didn't get anybody of importance. They talk a lot of smack. They put their billboard of him in partial owner, you know, hip-hop icon Jay-Z. Right across the street from Madison Square Garden, which angered the Knicks. So then the Knicks, they put a poster.
Oh, snap.
What happened?
One of the Jets staff stuck out, like a Dolphin player was Nolan Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rookie for the Miami Dolphins.
Right.
He was running on the sideline. He was running near the sideline, and one of the Jet staff members stuck out their knee and tripped them.
Oh, no.
I couldn't see which Jet staff member did that, but that was messed up.
Yeah, I was watching a little bit.
Just showed a replay of it. I don't know if it was done intentionally, but yeah, they got short right now. Here it is.
All right, let me check it out.
You see it?
That don't look like a Jet player.
Yeah, it is a Jet staff member.
Hmm.
Or a Jet player in uniform or something, they're saying. Look at that knee right there. Look. Yeah, it is purple, so look how he just stuck on his knee at the last minute. Oh, wow.
That's uncalled for, I mean.
Yeah.
It's a rivalry, but come on, you got to be professional about it.
You can hurt play like that.
I know.
Especially if you're not playing.
I know.
It was funny.
Yeah, man.
You know what I would do in that situation as a Dolphin player? I don't care who stuck out in here. I'll beat up all those players. All those. Whoever's wearing green yet, I'd beat them up.
What about Brian Cashman was wearing green?
Hey, I'll beat him up too.
Well, you might have to beat him up if he doesn't get Cliff Lee, because
it's Rangers, a war.
Yeah, the Rangers, upped it up to 7 reportedly.
Yeah.
Yankees panicking. You know, they've upped it up to 7, and there's rumors that Red Sox even put at 7, not to really get him, but maybe to just say rise up the price for the Yankees.
If the Red Sox get him, then goddamn, man.
Mm-hmm.
Red Sox have spent a lot. You see, people talk about the Yankees payroll. Red Sox have spent a lot already in this whole offseason.
Yeah, Red Sox, I mean, they're whatchamacallit, they're definitely the stars of this offseason.
Yeah, they made Carl Crawford the highest-paid outfielder in MLB history.
Yeah, and I'm a fan of Carl Crawford's, game, but 7 years, 142, I mean, that's too excessive.
Wow.
That's gonna give an impact to even the Mets, because Mets are thinking about whether to give Reyes a contract extension or to sign him when he becomes a free agent next year if they don't extend him.
Yeah.
Or trade him away. But Carl Crawford, it's not like he's a 40 home run hitter. I mean,
he's
a career high 19. I don't think he should be the highest paid player.
I think he had 30. I think he had 30 this past season. 30 home runs, I think. Right? He had like 30 home runs, I think. But
first one, he had 30, like 19, but
19 could be right.
I know this was his career high in home runs. That's for sure.
He does hit home runs, It's not like, he doesn't hit home runs, but...
Yeah, he's not a Punch and Judy hitter. He's not a Castillo, hit maybe 0 to 3 home runs a year. I mean, this guy has legit pop.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I think it was a little excessive.
Yeah.
And then, you want to talk about excessive, Jason Worth. I mean, come on, 7 years, 126?
Yep.
I mean, he's a good player. I mean, he's a winning type player. He could hit the spear on anybody any second, But this guy, this guy's not that great of a player.
I mean, he's a home run hitter.
Yeah, I mean, he's good. I mean, he's a home run threat, but he's not a great player.
Yeah.
He's not a franchise player. He's a complimentary player, star, but he's not a superstar. I mean,
I guess the Nationals thought they had to do something,
Yeah.
Just make a splash.
And they're reportedly trying to get Cliff Lee, too, I hear. I don't know. I doubt it, but who knows? They want to make a splash. I got to give them credit. At least they're trying to improve the team. I mean... Last year, they signed Marquis, but he didn't pitch that good for them anyway.
Yep.
They signed Dunn. They're trying to get out of last place. But what was I gonna say? Kind of speechless here. But you could see that they're trying to get themselves, to respectability.
Something
never had as an organization. But,
because, I mean, when you think of D.C., you think of the White House. You don't really think about baseball or anything else.
Exactly. The only successful Washington team is the Bullets. I mean, other than the Redskins, is the Bullets.
I was thinking of another team.
Bullets don't even exist now. You want to say the Wizards is the Bullets, if they
or Secretary of Defense, the cabinet members,
right.
The House of Representatives, those are some great teams right there.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. They don't get paid millions and millions of dollars.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, Nationals. I guess they want to, Going to be one of the top teams in the NL East.
Yeah, but this guy is in his his 30s. He's like, I mean, shoot, in like 4 or 5 years, both of these guys, I mean, especially Worth, they're gonna want to trade this guy.
Well, I would want Crawford over Jason Worth.
Well, yeah, of course. I would take Crawford over Jason Worth myself too.
Yeah.
I've wanted Carl Crawford on the team, on the Mets for a long time, for years.
Yeah.
But then when they got Jason Bay last year, I'm like, yeah, that pretty much cancels Mets' shot of getting him.
Yeah.
But another thing, the Yankees, you know, they desperately need to, you know, get Cliff Lee now, because the Red Sox finally got who they've always wanted as a first baseman for these past, what, 3 years or so? They 2 or 3 years they've been trying to get Adrian Gonzalez to be their first baseman, and off Adrian Gonzalez's best year, hitting 40 home runs, knocking over, what was it, 98, 100 RBIs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got the guy who they always wanted.
Yeah, but Red Sox need pitching though. Sure. I mean, I guess they're going after Cliffy now, but they do need some pitching.
Yeah, that is true.
They got the offense. The offense for days.
Oh yeah.
But can their pitching hold up?
Before they signed Crawford to that historic contract, there was rumors that they possibly would have been interested in Beltran. You know,
oh, was Beltran?
Yeah.
He's a free agent?
No, this is Beltran's last year.
Oh.
As a Met. And he's getting paid, what, $18.5 million?
You don't think the Mets will re-sign him?
I doubt it. I doubt they'll re-sign him, especially not for $18
million. Right.
If he returns to the Mets next year, he's going to have a significant pay cut.
Mm-hmm.
But, the Mets, I mean, they're going to announce their coaching, you know, staff in the next couple of days, maybe as early as tomorrow. Dan Worthen, the pitching coach, he's back. Well, of course, Terry Collins is the new manager,
mm-hmm.
And the rumors is that Mookie Wilson might be the new hitting coach to replace his former '86 teammate Howard Johnson.
Oh,
John DeBoose, he's going to be the bullpen coach, and Oberfeld, he's a former baseball player. He played with the Cardinals in the 80s and other teams. He's been a manager with the Mets minor league system for years.
Right.
Even as recently as the third base coach. The Triple-A manager last year, and I think for the past couple of years, they're most likely going to promote him to bench coach.
Oh, okay.
But all those stuff will be announced tomorrow.
For sure.
Or, you know, sometime this week. But pretty much, you know, I give Alderson credit that he didn't lead the Mets fans on like Manaea did these last couple of years, because in his press conference he admitted that, you know, the Mets aren't going to spend money, that much money this year.
Yep.
So, whatchamacallit, Manaea kind of led the fans on, you know, ever since, you know, they were trying to, Mets wanted to get Manny, and, you know, he kept saying that, you know, they're going to get pitching first, and they let Abanez go, because they were trying to get Abanez. Manaea was saying that he's going to focus on the pitching first, and then he's going to improve the offense. And then the Phillies swooped in and took Abanez. But You know, pretty much the Mets are there. You know, they hired J.P. Ricciardi, the former Blue Jay GM, Paul D. Podesta, the former Dodger GM, to be Alderson's assistant.
Mm-hmm.
The man who was the GM of the late 80s Oakland A's team, which included the 89 World Series championship.
Right.
But, you know, they're taking baby steps, to improve this team. And hopefully, as Alderson said, they'll be more active next year.
Yeah.
But, I guess, talk a little, that's football here. They're still trailing 10-3. They're midfield right now.
Yeah, and
14 minutes and 12 seconds in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that Jet offense, man. What's going on?
Been non-existent.
Yeah, it's disappeared.
Yep. The Jets team, man, they really need Sanchez to, bounce back here.
Yeah, Sanchez has been turning the ball over. Looks like he lost some confidence, maybe.
I don't know.
And it's raining hard right now in the Meadowlands.
Oh, yeah.
Are you in the Meadowlands? Yeah, they're in the Meadowlands right now. It's raining hard.
What was that? What did you say?
No, it's raining hard in the Meadowlands right now.
Oh, yeah. They really need to get this thing going here.
Yep. But I wouldn't be surprised if they, have one of their late comeback wins.
Yeah. About time they're doing that. They do it.
And New England right now, who they're chasing in the division, New England is kicking a Chicago Bears ass. Last time I checked, it was 36-3, I guess. 36-7.
Yeah.
So just have to win this game. Keep up.
Oh yeah.
The Patriots.
Oh yeah. And yeah, they really need to, now is the time.
Yeah.
But what was I gonna say? That was about to say. This Nick winning streak is, making me speechless here. But. What was I going to say? You saw Raw.
Right. Yeah. It was, wait, did I see Raw? Let me see.
I don't remember what happened.
Yeah, I can't remember what happened either.
I guess the what was it, the three good shows in a row streak is over because I can't remember what happened. Oh, yes, I remember what happened. Cena was still fired.
Right.
He came into the hotel and attacked
came into a hotel?
Yeah. He went to David Otunga was in a hotel with King Husky Harris. And he was in the hotel and he was getting a food delivery.
Well, they're giving Raw on Mundo's right now, so I'm taking a look at it to see.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I probably slept. Or what was I doing on Monday night? I can't remember, but I think I was probably taking a nap. That's why I probably missed it.
Yeah, so he went for room service. He opened the door. The guy gave him food. He's like, it's cold. He said, you better not expect me to pay for it. And he said, get out. Another knock on the door. Guess who opens the door?
John Cena.
Yep, John Cena was like, surprise! And then he attacked him. And afterwards, he attacked him inside the hotel, and then he attacked Husky Harris. And then, needless to say, there was a four-way tag team. There was a four-team elimination tag team match between Nexus, Heath Slater, and Justin Gabriel versus Santino and Kozlov versus the Usos, you know, Rikishi's twin sons.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, Tamina was there, Jimmy Superfly Snuka's daughter, who's their manager, was by their side.
Usos.
I can't remember who the four team. The four team escapes me for some reason. But I guess it shows how there's no... Oh, yeah, I remember. It's Yoshu Tatsu and Mark Henry. It shows you how horrible the tag team division is. But they just pretty much put anybody together and, you know...
Yeah, right now I'm watching... On the replay on Raw Mundo's, John Morrison attack King of the Ring. The King of the Ring.
Oh, yeah, Sheamus, right.
Sheamus, yeah.
Right. And that's supposed to set up a future feud with Triple H whenever he comes back.
Yeah.
You know, around WrestleMania time or Royal Rumble or whenever he's showing up. But, trying to remember. So, anyway... Santino and Kozlov, they won the tag team titles.
Oh, right. I think I saw that part.
Yeah. And, I can't remember what else happened. I think it was, what was it, Randy Orton versus Miz again? Forgot what happened. But, no, I remember now. Randy Orton was fighting against, Alex Riley, Miz's, sidekick, his NXT rookie, and, whatchamacallit, Randy Orton was fighting against him, and then Miz, at the end of the match, Miz attacked, Randy Orton, for a disqualification, and he was gonna put Randy Orton through the table, you know, with, using the skull crushing finale, but Randy Orton broke out of it, when he broke out of it, he was gonna put the Miz into RKO, but Miz got out and ran out of the way, and then Randy Orton he grabbed Alex Riley, and guess what he was gonna do?
What?
Guess what move he was gonna do? Alex Riley threw a table.
Pile driver?
Not bad. Not a bad guess.
Suplex?
Nope.
RKO?
Well, RKO would have been my first choice, but he put him through a power bomb.
Oh,
I thought he was going to do RKO. But he said he did a power bomb. I guess it wouldn't be that easy for him to do RKO through a table. I don't
know. A power bomb, yeah.
And that pretty much ended off Raw. SmackDown, you know, they continued that Kane versus Edge story.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly a month has gone into this Edge kidnapping Paul Bearer, who's Kane's father. And every time Edge kidnaps him, he leads Kane on a wild goose chase. And every time he looks like he's about to attack he attacks his father, whether it's running him over by a car or hitting him with a chair. When Kane comes to see his father, he realizes pretty much every time it's a dummy.
Yeah.
So then at the end of the show, Edge put Paul Bearer in a wheelchair above the ladder. And then Kane was like, oh, this is just another dummy. And then Edge was saying, I wouldn't do that if I were you. And then Kane said that, oh, this is just another dummy. And he threw the ladder, which was like off this high balcony. And then when Kane looked down, he was, you know, shocked to see his father was actually on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Edge, they cut to the camera, and Edge said, hey, I told you not to do it if I were you. And then they end the show. But when they showed Paul Bearer, he wasn't bleeding out. He fell off a high place, but he wasn't bleeding. He never screamed when he pushed the thing. So realistically speaking, here's what they did. They put a dummy of Paul Bearer up there because he never screamed when the thing got pushed.
I know.
And then when they cut to the camera, they just put the real Paul Bearer down there to make it look like he fell down.
Yeah. That's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they did.
Yep. And then,
yeah, they need to kill this story already. I mean, they've been dragging it on for too long.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, the story has been going on too long. And it's making Kane, the World Heavyweight Champion, look weak. Because he's telling his whole storyline, he's not a monster, he's a human being, and stuff like that.
Oh, please.
When since Kane said stuff like that?
He's a bitch.
This is Kane's longest title streak, as a champion. And they're getting all the heat, the credibility as a champion that he had when he fought in the Undertaker rivalry. I hope this rival, because they're gonna fight table, ladders, and chair in the tables, ladder, and chair match.
Yeah.
Which is of course Edge specialty when he was a tag team partner with Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully Edge will win, and then they'll set up maybe Edge and Christian rivalry, at WrestleMania. Maybe Edge.
That'll be
maybe
nice.
Christian might win the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And then that could set it up. Maybe even have Chris Jericho win it. Either Christian or him win the Royal Rumble, because neither of those guys, never won the Royal Rumble. Because it doesn't make any sense having a guy who won it again, like Triple H or Cena, or trying to think of anybody else. The people who's already established already.
Yeah, the usual suspects.
Undertaker. I mean, well, I think Undertaker only won it once, so that was cool. But having Triple H or Cena or Randy Orton, people who've actually won it before. It doesn't make any sense because the title is there. The Royal Rumble is for it's kind of like the Money in the Bank. It should be used to establish, a young guy, or a veteran who has the talent who's never got a shot to, main event.
I agree with you. So when is, are they expecting Triple H back?
Well, before WrestleMania, I don't know when. I'd say between Royal Rumble and WrestleMania.
Oh.
He should be back. You know, before I would assume. What's the paper? It's on the way out. The Elimination Chamber.
Oh, okay.
Pay-per-view event, which used to be No Way Out. And maybe as early as Royal Rumble. I mean, who knows? Because there was rumors that he was gonna come back at the old school, you know, Raw.
Right.
They think he was gonna come back there. But the rumors was true that he did. The rumor is true Sheamus did win the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, not the Royal Rumble. I mean the King of the Ring. But yeah, TNA, the only memorable match I could think of was the main event was Mickey James versus Sarah, who used to be known as Victoria.
Mickey James.
WWE.
Yeah.
And it was a good match. I think that was easily the first time a woman, you know, two women battle in a steel cage match.
Yeah.
And it had a nice finish. Mickey James, she did like this sitting Santan off the top of the cage while wearing high heels.
Almost like the Swanton Bomb.
Hmm?
Like a spinning Swanton Bomb, you're saying?
No, she did like a sitting.
Oh, a sitting.
Yeah, and that's her. It was a pinning one. So when she did that, she sat and she you know sat and pinned her at the same time, you know, for the win.
Right.
That's how the match ended. But she had a chance. She was on the top rope. I mean, on the top of the cage. She could have easily climbed down to you know win.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, she you know after she did the splash. And. And, you know, she got the win.
Yeah, in 2 weeks, WWE is having a salute to the troops, which is going to be on NBC. So that's going to be 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's the first time in no longer in Afghanistan or overseas. They're in They're in America.
Yeah.
I believe they're going to be in a base in Texas.
So they're going to be in Afghanistan?
No, they're going to be in America.
Oh, in America. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're not going to be overseas.
Oh, okay.
Well, that should be, you know, a little quick to see. But, what time is it? The listeners, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay. Thank you, Macaulay. And just losing still 10-3, 5:31 in the game. Hopefully, they could tie this game quickly. Hopefully, come back with another comeback. But we'll find out. By next week. I'll see you guys next week. Thank you all for listening.